It's Friday, August 28th. I'm Richard Davis with KNEU's Local News Now. The Arizona Criminal Justice Commission surveys Arizona junior high and high school students every 2 years. KNEU's Adrian Scablin reports nearly a quarter of kids say they have a social media account that they hide from their parents.
The Arizona Youth Survey asked more than 41,000 kids about their social media habits. More than 40% said they use social media, quote, several times every hour when not in school. It's the first time the survey has asked children about their online habits and comes as lawmakers in Arizona and nationwide have proposed banning teens from social media. The survey has traditionally asked children about consumption of alcohol, tobacco, and other illicit substances. High school seniors' self-reported use of alcohol has dropped by about 25% since 2016. At the same time, self-reported use of marijuana has declined by about 10%, but other products like marijuana vapes may have supplanted that use. For KNAU, I'm Adrian Scablin in Flagstaff.
Attorney General Chris May says she'll review the use of flock cameras and other kinds of AI license plate systems across Arizona. Adrian Scablin has more.
Mays concedes the technology is an important tool that can help law enforcement solve and prevent crimes. But she says Arizonans are right to be concerned that it could violate their constitutional and privacy rights. Mays is calling for statewide standards to govern the use of the AI cameras. She says her office will deliver a report on the cameras to the legislature and governor's office ahead of next legislative session. The technology compiles license plate numbers and vehicle details in a searchable database available to police. The programs have been adopted by countless communities from Metro Phoenix to the Navajo Nation, but they are also controversial and have been abused by some officers who've accessed the technology to track wives or ex-partners. Tempe and Cave Creek canceled flock programs this week, while Sedona and Flagstaff opted out last year. For KNAU, I'm Adrian Scablin in Flagstaff.
Thousands of law enforcement agencies conducted more than 3 million searches of Coconino County Sheriff's Office network of flock safety cameras during the first 7 months of this year. That's according to audit logs obtained by Red Rock News. They show agencies like the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, Camp Verde Marshal's Office, and police departments from Cottonwood, Prescott, and Prescott Valley searched the license plate reader data. Law enforcement from Texas, California, and elsewhere conducted hundreds of thousands of searches in Coconino County. Several Arizona cities, including Flagstaff and Sedona, have canceled their flock programs in recent months over privacy concerns. A former teacher at Flagstaff Arts and Leadership Academy is leading a campaign to purchase the school's campus for use as an art space. The Arizona Daily Sun reports FALA's board voted to close the school last spring amid financial challenges and falling enrollment. Now the 2.5-acre property on Highway 180 is for sale for $3.8 million. Betsy Hamill taught music and dance at the school for 15 years. She's raised enough money for a down payment offered to convert the space into the Flagstaff Arts Collective. Hamill says if the offer is accepted, she wants to begin classes in October. Traffic deaths in Arizona have decreased for 3 straight years. New data from the State Department of Transportation shows there were more than 1,100 fatalities in 2025, which marks a 5.2% decrease from the previous year. ADOT also says the total number of crashes on the state's highways and roads dropped by nearly 4.5%. But despite those declines, the numbers remain near all-time highs. The agency says speeding, alcohol impairment, and a lack of seatbelt use were the main factors in crashes and deaths. Though 2025 saw fewer alcohol-related incidents, it still remains a leading cause of crashes. Staffing cuts to the U.S. Department of Agriculture are trickling down and affecting farmers and businesses across the country, including in northern New Mexico, according to a report in the New York Times. The story cites reductions to the Farm Service Agency and Rural Development Agency as causing delays to loans and grants for farmers and food pantries in Aztec and Hatch. The Department of Government Efficiency has made steep cuts to the department, which has resulted in some counties in the U.S. with no local agriculture department offices at all. More than 20,000 workers out of more than 110,000 left the Agriculture Department in the first half of 2025. Many took buyouts. The department has said it believes that staffing levels are adequate. Governor Katie Hobbs and her opponent, Congressman Andy Biggs, sparred at a public safety forum Wednesday night over his response to the January 6 attacks on the U.S. Capitol. Hobbs accused Biggs of supporting those who participated in the attack.
He called for pardoning of the January 6 defendants and called them J6 political prisoners. And when those pardons were issued and those folks were being released, he went to the D.C. jail and stood with supporters.
Biggs called Hobbs' accusation a lie and fabrication. An ABC affiliate, on the day the rioters were released, reported that Biggs was present at the jail. The Tanaotam Nation says armed federal personnel entered tribal land on Tuesday to accompany construction workers building the border wall. The Trump administration announced plans earlier this year to erect a wall across 62 miles of the Arizona-Mexico border inside the tribal nation. The U.S. has built roads, set up surveillance towers, and other infrastructure along the stretch, but never a wall. During a press conference on Monday, the Tanaotam chairman, Verlin Jose, called for an end to the project.
We have a lot of other tools out there we could be utilizing that would not destroy the land, that would not destroy the sacred sites, that would not destroy these holy places, these religious sites, that places where we call home.
The tribe put up no trespassing signs earlier this month and has been escorting wall contractors off of tribal land. U.S. Justice Department officials have charged a former tribal police officer with the San Carlos Apache Police Department with use of excessive force and falsification of a report. According to the indictment, after an arrestee was handcuffed in a police car, Jacob Slauson punched the man, knocking him unconscious. Slauson then allegedly pulled the arrestee out of the vehicle. Causing him to split his head open on the concrete. Prosecutors say Slauson then falsified a report to obstruct the investigation. If convicted of both charges, the former officer faces a maximum of 30 years in prison.
Happy Friday for KNEU Local News Now on August the 28th, 2026. I'm meteorologist Lee Bourne. One final hot afternoon here to close out the work week. Excessive heat warnings remain in effect for lower elevations, and showers and thunderstorms will be widely scattered this afternoon. Things get interesting over the coming weekend. The monsoon looks to pick up momentum. Once again, the setup is a tropical storm off of Mexico and a trough of low pressure off the west coast. This looks to draw in deep tropical moisture into Arizona, arriving Saturday night. We're going to call for day and night showers and thunderstorms through the weekend into early next week, and the heat easing way back.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.